Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. Some intellectual rock and roll. That's what you get from Stevie Dan. 17 till the hour. That might be as much intellectual as you get today out of us. We're trying, though. But wait a minute. Whoa, that's not true. We got Ellen Rohr here. She's about as intellectual as they come. Ellen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's here. And I'm here, too. I'm Jim Blasingame, doing my best. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And Ellen Rohr is the author of Where Did the Money Go? Also, Bare Bones Biz Plan. That's two of her many books. And Ellen, tell us how we can find you online, please.
Come visit me at barebonesbiz.com, barebonesbiz.com, or be my Facebook friend, Bare Bones Biz. And I do put some fun stuff and really great free stuff up there, including some help with this organizational chart. I've got some sample charts and other stuff.
That's what we're talking about. And so when we went to the break, I was saying that, I have a small organization. We don't have a lot of folks here, but but we have enough and to need. We're small enough that nobody needs to know who's in charge of this thing or that thing. Who's in charge of the company?
Let me see what I was going to say is,
we do need to keep up with who's doing what.
Well, and still in all, if I were to ask every person on your team who's in charge, who would they say?
Well, they would say I am because I own the company.
And it's okay. I think some people fear that, but the reality is, it's as a boss, your job is to make sure the people who report to you are successful. What a great thing for that person to know.
Who's in charge
of my career development here?
Mm-hmm.
And so that really helps. In a small organization, it's pretty obvious. In a larger organization, it can get confusing. And you know where it gets really weird, Jim? Husband-wife team. Brother-father-son.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in charge of me is really stressful if you're getting whipsawed.
Well, my wife is in my business, and so there's no question that she's in charge. There's no question about that.
Okay, so Tim would say my wife's in charge.
That's exactly right.
But it does
help,
and she may be in charge of some things, and you may be in charge of other things. Boy, is it stress-reducing to assign people to positions, not to lock them into those boxes, because in small businesses, you are going to jump from box to box.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to know that, you know what, right now I'm answering the phone. I'm a customer service rep. And right now I'm a social media maven doing the posts on Facebook.
In my little business, we have different things. New things will pop up need to be done. And,
mm-hmm.
and it helps us to know who's doing what so we know who to give something to.
Or if everybody, you know, if we don't assign it, everybody thinks somebody else is doing it.
That
nobody
happens,
does it.
Even in little companies. It does.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So an organizational chart is not just to build a skeleton of people, of positions. An organizational chart really is to help you get organized, isn't it?
It is. And I used to fight it. I used to think it was way too corporate and confining. But now it's become one of my favorite tools to let people know who does what, who reports to whom. And you have to, you know, you can identify some of the weird things that are going on. Like one of the challenges is that I report to too many people. Too many people are telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can use an organizational chart to identify that when you wear this hat or when you're in this position, you report to Mrs. Blasingame.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you are wearing this position, you report to Jim so that you can at least get your arms around who do I go to when I've got to report in, got to let them know what's going on, or when I've got a problem.
Your Highness is really the term that she prefers.
I like it.
What about you identify mistakes that you can make with an org chart? Tell us about some of those.
One of them is that you don't let everything go. So suppose you're the king of the company, Your Highness, and there are several people reporting to you. Say there's one person reporting to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't give someone else a position and some responsibilities, you're a hog. You're a power hog. And it's a good idea to start pushing things to other folks on the organizational chart for their benefit as well as yours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the mistakes that you can make. Another is that one person reports to too many bosses. I call this the tale of two bosses.
Mm-hmm.
Or that we never let it known. You know what? You are responsible for this. What a powerful thing to do. So the org chart is kind of known, but it's hidden. Go ahead and post it and work with your team together to get it organized in the first place.
Well, and these days, the reason this is so important is these days there's so many new things to do in a small company that are not directly associated with buying and selling and ordering and things like that. I mean, in the old days, you know, you bought a product and you put it on the shelf and you priced it and you sold it and you restocked it and, you know, you accounted for it, et cetera, et cetera. Today, with all of that, you've also got all of the online stuff, right?
You do, and there's just a lot of things to do. But, you know, Jim, most of them are very part-time. This is a good thing to keep in mind.
That's
on the org
right.
chart. A position could be a super part-time position. You know, the social media maven doesn't spend 8 hours all day doing it,
mm-hmm.
but that's one position, social media, that would be on the organizational chart that at least someone could say, I'll
mm-hmm.
be responsible for that, and then that, in addition to other position, other boxes, could equate to a full or hefty part-time
job. Well, and
job.
It also becomes their job description.
Yeah, so the position description, like for each position or box on the org chart, put together a bulleted list of what that person's responsible
mm-hmm.
for. This is so sexy. And as you do that, then that bulleted list becomes the table of contents for their operations manual.
Right, right. Give us the website again, Ellen.
BareBonesBiz.com.
Check it out. We're going to take a quick
break. Love, love.
Right back with Ellen Rohr. One more of these. We're going to talk some more about the org chart. Told you we'd get smarter when Ellen joined us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.